Orange County Sheriff Sandra Hutchins says she will not seek re-election next year, and instead she says she will retire. Her announcement comes amid questions, though, about her leadership and investigations into practices of her rank-and-file deputies. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly. He's here with more on this story, the story that they've been covering, we've been covering here as well, and this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hi, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Why does Hutchins say she plans to retire? Is this a good time for her?
She has a legitimate reason. She's been in law enforcement for 40 years. She spent most of her career in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department. And then, of course, a decade ago, she was appointed by the Orange County Board of Supervisors to replace Mike Corona, who had to resign because he eventually got convicted of a felony.
Corona, of course, famously went to prison, as you mentioned, Gustavo. What were Hutchins' priorities when she first took over?
Basically clear out the house. Under Corona, of course, you had an infamous jailhouse beating death of an inmate. You had all sorts of allegations of cronyism. So the Board of Supervisors picked her specifically because she was an outsider. In the early part of her regime, she did push out some of Corona's favored people, although they ended up suing her because her excuse was that she was trying to save money when everyone else thought that it was, you know, a retribution and also a clearing out of house. So even from the beginning, there was already problems that Hutchins was encountering, even if her priorities seemed pretty good at the time.
Why is the DOJ investigation, though, and of the Sheriff's Department and the OC District Attorney's Office? What is the root of that investigation, and what is the status of it?
Well, of course, Hutchins says she's retiring after 40 years of law enforcement. That's a real reason that you could believe. But everyone else also knows that she's under a cloud of investigation over the OC jail snitch scandal, which has been going on for 4 years, which has Sandra Hutchins scheduled to testify in Judge Thomas Gothel's office at OC Superior Court, if not this week, next week. So she's leaving under a huge cloud. Over the past 4 years, the snitch scandal really has destroyed whatever good she did for Orange County is gone with this snitch scandal, among other problems.
Now, Gothels, of course, is the judge in the case, the Scott DeCry case as well, where the idea of snitches came about in the first place. And he's actually, not only did he kick the prosecutor, Tony Rakakis, off the case, but he's also threatening now to take the death penalty off the table with this investigation ongoing.
And all because, under Sandra Hutchins, you had deputies who were keeping secret jailhouse logs of their informants. Now, she says that it was just a couple of stray deputies, that she had no knowledge of it. But Judge Gothel is not believing it. And if he's not satisfied with all the answers that Hutchins and her deputies, the totality of their answers after all these hearings, he'll probably pull it.
Hutchins is endorsing her current undersheriff, Don Barnes, to succeed her. How different would he be as the top OC lawman?
I personally have never covered him. My colleague Scott Moxley probably knows way more and can say a lot about him. I will say, though, that the problem with the Sheriff's Department, it's a problem of the structure itself. I don't know if having someone from within will necessarily change the problems. On the other hand, you never know. Maybe he might be a reformer. Maybe he'll completely flip. Almost like the Catholic Church, where everyone expected Pope Francis to succeed Benedict XVI in theology, and Francis has been a complete breath of fresh air to the Catholic Church.
Are there other candidates who are vying for that top job now?
You have the current mayor of Aliso Viejo, a little town in South County, David Harrington. He's a retired deputy. He says he's going to throw his hat in the ring. But I guarantee you there's going to be more people coming up. I personally think, I mean, it's going to be an election, but you should have an outsider who has nothing to do with the department. They're the people who you need to clear out. And then most recently, of course, the ACLU had a scathing report about the condition of the Orange County jails, just how terrible they are, which it kind of put out everything that we had in the OC Weekly a couple of months ago with a report from the OC Women's Jail and how bad it is.
All right, a story that we will continue to watch. Gustavo Arellano joining us from the OC Weekly with today's KCRW County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.